Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Saxophonist and composer Wayne Shorter is truly a living legend. In the 1950s, he played with and composed for Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. In the 1960s, he went on to join Miles Davis's second great quintet, along with pianist Herbie Hancock, bassist Ron Carter, and drummer Tony Williams. Mr. Shorter co-founded the groundbreaking jazz fusion band Weather Report, and he's recorded over 20 albums as a band leader. Next summer, Wayne Shorter and his quartet will be celebrating his 80th birthday at Orchestra Hall in Chicago. But next week, they'll be right here in the Triad for a rare performance in Wake Chapel on the Wake Forest University campus. The Seacrest Artist Series concert is Thursday night, September 20th at 7:30. It's a fundraiser for the Amazon Aid Foundation and Acre Plus Care, and a portion of the ticket sales will go to Amazon Aid. The current Wayne Shorter Quartet has been together since 2001. It's a talented young lineup featuring pianist Danilo Perez, bassist John Petitucci, and drummer Brian Blade. Wayne spoke with me by phone from his home in Southern California. I loved your quote in Ben Radcliffe's book, The Jazz Year, when you say you don't listen to music much because there aren't that many close sequences of chance-taking over any period of time. You said you have to wait until someone has the courage to come and jump into the deep water. And to my ears, when I hear you play, you're jumping into deep water all the time, and now with your bandmates with this group. What's that feel like, and what's your mindset going into that big jump in performance when you're up on stage?
Well, it feels like we're on a mission. And it's so easy to be courted away from the mission, to take the road most traveled. And so there's a lot of philosophical, I say the road less traveled, it seems like it can be a lonely feeling. What does that feel like? When we're jumping into that deep water, sometimes we feel like astronauts, or the people who want to climb the high mountain or go beyond the horizon. I like to name Robert Heinlein's last science fiction book, To Sail Beyond the Sunset.
Mm.
That's a picture right there. It's a time for humanity right now to create a singularity. You need to make yourself vulnerable on stage. You can't try to put all of your musical training and the foundation that you have in music. Don't worry about putting all that on display. You're going to have train wrecks maybe, and you're going to actually maybe even demonstrate struggle. But after the struggle, you got to try to break through to something called victory. And the audience... That's what's been happening with the audience has been going with us. And after we finish, they say, we felt this struggle in certain places and everything. And then you broke through the sunshine.
Saxophonist and composer Wayne Shorter. He and his amazing quartet featuring pianist Danilo Perez, bassist John Petitucci, and drummer Brian Blade will perform in Winston-Salem on Thursday night, September 20th at 7:30 in Wake Chapel on the Wake Forest University campus. It's a Seacrest Artist Series concert and fundraiser for the Amazon Aid Foundation and Acre Plus Care. Lots of events happening prior to the concert as well. You'll find links to dates, times, and locations at wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.